Welcome to Torah Timech Hanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and today we'll be studying together Yeshayahu Perek Mem Aleph, the 41st Perek. This is the second of the Prakim of Nechama, of comfort, in the book of Yeshayahu. And at this point, Hashem is going to address the other nations. The topic that's going to be dealt with in this Perek is the topic of chosenness. Now, chosenness is an especially sensitive topic, and it's a very dense topic, and there's many ways of understanding what it means to be the chosen people. We spoke briefly about Rav Hirsch's approach last Perek, when we spoke about the idea of being an Or LaGoyim and encouraging the nations around us to reflect on their value system. Today we're going to take a specifically different view, and this is seen as the view of the Derech Hashem. The Derech Hashem explains that it wasn't always that Am Yisrael was meant to be chosen amongst all the other nations. In fact, anyone could have been part of the Am HaNifchar, the chosen people, and that window was open for anyone until the window closed. And the closing of that window was at the time of Avraham Avinu, when it became clear that he and his descendants were going to follow a certain track which the rest of humanity would not. And that created a certain spiritual reality. And this is the story of humanity. The story of humanity is the story of people having choices. And the story of Am Yisrael is the chosenness that comes from that, which specifically comes from Am Yisrael. And that's going to be the topic of our perek. Pasuk Aleph tells us, "Hacharishu elai imim ul'umim yachlifu koyach." Be silent, islands, and islands here are the other nations, and let all the other nations get strength. Yigshu az yedaberu yachdav lemishpat nikrava. Let them approach, let them come speak to me, and we will have judgment. In other words, let's talk this out. You want to understand why I chose Am Yisrael and not you? Come on over. Let's talk it out. I'll explain to you why. Pasuk Beis. Mi he'ir mimizrach tzedek yikra'ehu leraglo. Who inspired the man from the east, whose every step was accompanied by righteousness? Yiten lefanav goyim umelachim yerd yiten ka'afar charbo kekashni daf kashto. He was a person who delivered up nations to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He subjugated kings before them, and he reduced their swords like dust and their bows like straw. Who is this person? The Malbim says it's a reference to Moshiach, and this whole entire perek is talking about Moshiach. Even Ezra understands it to be Choresh, who rebuilds the second Beis HaMikdash. And the time frame here is specifically about Beit Sheni. But we're going to understand it like the Torah Sheba Alpeh and most of the Mefarshim, that this is a reference to Avraham, who comes from the east, and he brings righteousness to humanity. Once again, we're going to point out that Yeshayahu has a ambiguity in terms of time, and this is intentional because it can be plugged in so many times. Pasuk Gimel tells us what Avraham Avinu did with the battle of the four kings and the five kings, when he came and he defended the four kings. Yirdefem ya'avor shalom, orach baraglav lo yavo. He chased them away, and ya'avor shalom, which according to the Ibn Ezra means that he was a warrior, but he wasn't recognized amongst them as warriors. In fact, according to the Radak, he didn't follow the path of fighting. He was a peace-loving person. He was a person who Yavar Shalom. He sought peace, despite the fact that he needed to fight wars. He didn't follow the path of violence. So Hashem turns to the other nations and he says, you want to know why Am Yisrael is who they are? It's because of Avraham. But at the end of the day, Pasuk Dalad, Mi pa'al va'asa, kore dorot mirosh. Who is the person who did this? Hashem was the one who put this into action, who called out to the future generations of Avraham from the beginning of time. Ani Hashem, it was me Hashem, rishon ve'et achronim anihu. I was the one who set into place from the beginning, and I planned out all the way till the end. One of the themes we're going to see in this parak is this idea of a story. There's a story here of Am Yisrael, and we are part of that story, but that story starts with Avraham Avinu. And so Hashem says to the other nations, Ra'u yim v'yura'u katzot ha'aretz v'yecheradu. The inhabitants of the island saw and they feared. The people from the ends of the earth trembled. They approached and they came. They approached Avraham. They came to make peace with Avraham Avinu, just like the king of Sodom did in the book of Bereishis. They saw that Avraham was the real deal. He was scary and he was powerful. And yet all the other nations had the opportunity to join him. Remember that Avram was your ultimate Kirov man. He wanted people to join him, but they didn't. Ve'ish el re'ehu ya'azoro ule'echiv yomar chazak. They turned to each other, all of these pagans, and they said, come on, be strong. Ve'yechezak charash et tzoref machlik patish et holem pa'am. The woodworker encouraged the goldsmith, and the one who finished off the hammer was encouraging the one who started it. Omar le'devek tovhu ve'yechezkehu b'masmerim lo yimot. And they would say to each other, you're doing a good job, and they would enforce it with nails. This describes the process of idol worship, that they got chizuk from each other, they encouraged each other, and instead they chose to ignore HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to join in to worship idols. Rav Hirsch points out that this is a relationship which is very self-serving. Each person is trying to use the other, but all they want is their own outcome. They want to make their own idols. And that's really the epitome of idol worship, is selfishness. But we're different. We're not like them. Our people, we're Avraham's people. Pasuk Ches, Va'ata Yisrael Avdi Yaakov Asher Bachartiha. But you, Yisrael, my servant, you're the ones I chose. Zera Avraham Ohavi. You are the children of Avraham who I loved. Asher Hechzaktika Miktsos Ha'aretz. I've gathered you up from the corners of the earth. Uma'atzileha karaticha, and from amongst noblemen I called you. Va'omar lecha, and I said to you, Avdiata, you're my servants. Bacharticha, I chose you. Ve'lo ma'asticha, and I will not reject you. I have a brother who was once in a random tiny airport in the middle of Africa. And from across the airport, a stranger came running up to him and said, wait, wait. And he turned around and the stranger looked at him and said to him, you look Jewish. Are you Jewish? My brother dresses like a very noticeably Jewish person. And my brother says, yes. And the man says, so bless me. He says, I know the Bible. And I know that God promised that Abraham's children, when they give blessings, those people will be blessed. And I've never met a Jew before. You're my first Jew. Please give me a blessing. I see this in this pasuk. Hashem says, I call you from all the corners of the land. You're my children. You're the children of Avraham Avinu. And therefore, al tira ki amcha ani, al tishta ki ani elokecha. Don't be afraid because you are my nation. Don't turn away because I am your God. And Hashem says, amatzticha, I have encouraged you. Af ezraticha, I have also helped you. Af tematticha, I have also held you up. B'yamin tzidki, with my righteous right hand. And the Mefarshim speak about, the Gemara speaks about how these three different levels of help, assistance, support are the Mishkan is the first one, Atzmaticha is the Mishkan, Ezraticha is the first Beis HaMikdash, and Temachticha is the second Beis HaMikdash. And what's implicit here obviously is there is going to be a third Beis HaMikdash. This is a story. It has a beginning. That beginning is Avraham. It has a middle, the first, the second Beis HaMikdash, and it is going to have a glorious end. And so Hashem says, when you're stuck in the middle of the story, and the middle of the story is a bit gruesome and difficult, don't lose faith, don't lose hope. Because at the end of the day, those who embarrass you and those who give you shame, they will be ashamed. They will be humiliated. And they will become ultimately like nothing. Ve'yevdu anshei rivecha. Those who fight with you will be lost. Tevakshem ve'lot timtze'em. You'll look for them and you won't find them in the world. Anashim mutzutecha yiyu ka'ayin u ka'efes. Those who struggle with you will be like nothing. Anshei milchamatecha. Those who fight against you. Where are the Romans? Where are the Greeks? Where are our enemies, the Mitzrim? They're gone. Because ki ani Hashem Elokecha machziki minecha, because I am Hashem, I protect you. Ha'omer lecha al tira, because I promise you I will take care of you. I chose Avraham, which means I chose you. You are his grandchildren and I will take care of you. Al tiri tola'at Yaakov. And here we get back to the middle of the story, where we feel like we're a tola'at, we're a worm. Mitei Yisrael. The numbers, the masses of Israel. Hashem says, Ani Israticha, even though you feel like you're a nobody and you're wiggling your way around and trying to get through existence, it's not going to be the end of your story. Sarit Zassman, the mother of Ben Zassman, who died in Gaza in November 2023, gave an incredibly powerful eulogy for her son, where she talks about her son and his personality and how blessed she feels to have been his mother. And then, at the funeral of her son in his early 20s, she turns to the mourners. The mourners, not her and her family. I'm Yisrael. The masses of people who are standing there at Har Herzl and the thousands of people, thousands and thousands who are watching. And she says the following. She says, and now I turn to you, I'm Yisrael. She said, you should know, Lesipur shelanu yesh sof tov. Our story is going to have a good ending. I cannot begin to comprehend the might that it takes to, and the power it takes to be able to have that clarity in a moment of darkness like that. But that's really what this parak is talking about. Even though we go through hard times and even though things are so difficult, that's not where things are going to end. We have to remember our early beginnings, the nobility of Avraham Avinu. That's what we're going for. That's going to be the end. Pasuk Tes Zvav reminds us of that. Hine samticha kamoreg charutz chadash bal pifios. I have made you like a brand new threshing floor with sharp blades. What will you do with that? Tadush harim v'tadok ugva'ot bamotz tasim. You will blaze through mountains and destroy them, and you will make the hills like chaff. Yes, even though you're compared to a worm that seems to be helpless, that worm with its mouth can eat through and corrode an entire mountain and make the whole thing fall down. Chazal compare the mouth of a worm to the mouth of a Jew, which is tefillah. Hakol kol Yaakov, our power is in our mouths, our power is in our tefillah. And we have the ability to daven and to break down mountains with our words. The Malbim points out that this is compared to a new instrument which is used to destroy the mountain, chadash. Why new? Because we can't always rely on schus avos of Avraham Avinu. Yes, we will be carried on the merits of Avraham for a very long time, but then we will take the mantle from there. And this tiny worm, this tiny little nation, will begin to eat through mountains and begin to change the story of history. And if our story begins with Avraham Avinu, it makes sense that this is the haftarah for Parshas Lech Lecha. Parshas Lech Lecha, which describes how Hashem says to Avraham, go. And Avraham, who is a childless old man, is promised he's going to become a mighty nation. And indeed, we know that that is how the story ends. And so too with us. We have to understand that we are going through Jewish history. And just as he saved Avraham Avinu and made him powerful, Hashem will continue to save us. Now, this is where the Haftarah for Shabbos Lech Lecha ends, but it is not the end of our Haftarah, it's not the end of our Perek. Our Perek continues to talk about thirst, specifically the thirst of the people who are poor and who are demanding water. And the Nimshal, obviously, is going to be about, at the end of days, there's going to be a reclaiming of Torah, that we're going to be thirsting and thirsting for the words of our Kaddish Baruch Hu. And here Rashi quotes Amos, who speaks about how it will be a thirst. Lo tzama la, lo ra'av la lechem ve lo tzama la mayim. We won't be hungry for bread or thirsty for water. Ki im lishmo es divrei Hashem, but to hear the words of Hashem. And so too here in Yishayahu Perek Mem Aleph we're told, ha'aniyim v'ha'evyonim mevakshei mayim. The poor people and the poverty will seek water. V'ayin lishonam. But sama nishta, but there isn't any, and their parched mouths are going to try drink. Ani Hashem, I Hashem e'enem, I will answer them even in a land where there is no water. Elokei Yisrael, lo e'ezvam, I am the God of Israel, I will not abandon them. Eftach al shifayim naharos ubetoch beka'ot ma'ayanot. I will open up well springs of water in places where you wouldn't otherwise find water. There'll be springs. Asim midbar la'agam mayim. I'll make a desert into a pond of water. Ve'eretz tzia motzei mayim. And a thirsty land will become a place of water. And we read these psukim and it's so incredible to compare them to the time where there is a thirst for Torah learning. We're living in a time of thirst, but even before that, Rav Volbi lived in a time between the Six-Day War and the Yom Kippur War, where people, secular Israelis, were so inspired to connect to Hashem that they got Rav Volbi to come into Tel Aviv to speak in public squares and speak in army bases and talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and talk about Hashem. Even today, if you look at the style of Israeli music, secular Israelis are singing songs about Emunah, about Hashem, about faith. And on a deeper level, this really gives us an understanding of what's going on here. The closer we get to Geula, the more thirsty people become, the more they want to see Hashem. And all of this will be Pasuk Chaf Lema'an Yir'u V'yed'u V'yasimu V'yaskilu Yachdav Ki Yad Hashem Astazot. It will be in order for them to see, to know, to pay attention, to comprehend together that this all came from Hashem. Kadosh Yisrael, Bara'a, Hashem created it. What's the pinnacle of this thirst is going to be a revelation that everyone will have absolute unquestioning faith and clarity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We started the perek with someone coming from the Mizrach. Now in Pasuk Chaf Hei, we're going to have someone come from the Tzafon. Ha'irosi mitzafon v'ya'at mimizrach shemesh yikra bishmi. I have aroused from the north and he came, from the east and he calls in my name. V'yavos ganim k'mo chomer u'k'mo yotzer yirmas tit, and he will trample rulers as he treads on mud and potter on clay. He was going to destroy evil and he is going to be the good that comes as a result of this. Who is this person? Well, once again, there's going to be multiple opinions. Many see this actually as Choresh, that even though the beginning is talking about the time of Avraham Avinu, now we're going to move forward and talk about Choresh and after Nebuchadnezzar, who is going to come and conquer and allow the Jews to rebuild Bais Sheni. The Radak understands it to be Mashiach, and the people who are coming from the northeast are the 10 tribes. The Malbim says it's two different people, the north and the east. The north is going to be Gog and the east is going to be Mashiach. And this is a reference to the battle between Gog, Magog and Am Yisrael at the end of days. However we understand it, what we're essentially saying is that this is the next chapter of our story. The point here is that there's going to be another battle, but at the end of the battle, once again, we're going to succeed, we're going to win. And Pasuk Chaf Zayin tells us, Rishon leTzion hine hinam. The first one to get to Tzion will announce, Hine hinam, behold, they're here. We're here. Uli Yerushalayim evaser eten, and he will give this news to Yerushalayim. It's very hard to read this Pasuk and not hear the echoes of that moment where the soldiers came in the Six-Day War and conquered Yerushalayim. And I don't know if that's what this is a reference to. But then, once again, the ambiguity in Yeshayahu gives us the opportunity to read this Pasuk and hear the words, Har Habayit Beyadenu, Har Habayit Beyadenu, Rishon Letzion Hine Hinam. The first one to make its way down to Har Habayit will announce, Hine Hinam Urhya. I'm Yisrael, Hashem, we're here, we're home. And once again, it seems so indicative of a time that's so recent in our history. Vayar ve'en ish, when they looked around and there was no one there, ume'ele ve'en yo'etz, there's no advisors. Ve'eshalem ve'yeshivu davar, I'll ask them and they'll reply something. The end of the perek turns to the naysayers, the people who for generations have been questioning whether Am Yisrael has the right to, has the ability to, will ever come home. And at the time when we do come home, we will look towards them and they will have nothing to say. Hin hein kulam aven efes ma'aseihem. Behold, all their deeds are worthless and pointless. Ruach v'toho nesachehem. And their images are nothingness. As Sarit Zussman reminded us, when we get to the sof of the story, when we get to the good ending of Am Yisrael's story, we'll turn to all of our enemies and say, Noor, what do you think? And they'll have nothing to say. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of us. We're Avraham Avinu's children. And we will continue to live in the protection of Am Yisrael, of Avraham Avinu. And also, we will continue to create our own zchuyos and allow the ultimate redemption to come. B'mehera v'yameinu. Our learning today was sponsored L'Refuah Shelema, L'Yonina Sima Bas Daphne Hinda, Jennifer Hayakara Shelano, U'Lepitzu'ei Tzahal, Achenu Hayakarim, B'toch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael, Nina Vachaim Shenka.